The daily word for today is Father's blessing. God bless all fathers and fathers-to-be. A beloved and often repeated prayer by individuals and in groups begins, Our Father. There is both great responsibility and reward in playing the role of a father. Encouraging confidence in young ones calls for a parent to be present in all stages of children's lives. Often, it's not until after years of being present. Sometimes, when kids think they are smarter than adults, their fathers are appreciated for their wisdom and devotion. A prayer is a powerful way to bless fathers. God bless fathers with all they need to be wise and loving parents. And perhaps a prayer is even more immediate when a father or a father-to-be prays, God guide me in being a father that enriches the lives of my children. And the scripture is from Chronicles. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. I would not take my steadfast love from him as I took it from him who was before you. And that's 1 Chronicles 17:13. Now, if I could get you all to join me in an opening prayer. And as always, I ask that you remove everything from your laps, uncross your arms, your legs, any thinking. Just open. Open your entire being to the divine presence of Almighty God. Breathe in with me and release it. And as you release, just say you're letting go and you're letting God be God in your life. Almighty God, Father, Mother, everything, God, in this very precious and divine moment, we give thanks for your indwelling presence within us. We give thanks, dear God, because we know that when we remember who we are and whose we are, all is well. All is well. All of our, what we think our needs are met. You see, because you've laid it out for us even before we drew our first breath of life. Father, help us to be ever more mindful to be in your divine alignment to know that all is truly well. There is nothing we need fear, nothing we need to criticize or condemn, but there's everything to surrender to you. And on this Father's Day, we thank our fathers. None of us would be here without a dad. None of us would be here without a mother for them to interact and cause our being to come into manifestation. So it's with hearts full of gratitude that we open this day. We open our minds, our hearts to receive all the blessings you have for us. Sometimes we think we go through our days without blessings, but dear God, you are in the blessing business, and you always, always love us, always heal us, care for us, and bless us when we get out of the way. So for this and all blessings, we say thank you, dear God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen.